some time. And so I just want to thank all of you for sending me for the last couple weeks to Camp Mishawa to be a blessing to the churches that come. I mean, there are many churches represented, so it's amazing to be able to worship together with EMC churches and also other churches from, you know, all over Ontario. And so it was amazing. So again, thank you for that. So this morning, we're going to be talking about baptism. I'm just going to share very briefly before I have Chris Snyder and Patty Dowler come and share their testimony. But I just want to say from the start that baptism is a huge deal. Baptism, I would say, of the things that I get to do as a pastor, baptism is among the top honors that I have, that I get to do, that God entrusts me to do. It's an honor for me to do this. Teaching the Word of God, one of those, absolutely. But to be able to baptize, oh, it's a huge deal. Because you see, baptism is not just a religious ritual that you do when you hit a certain age in your life. Oh, you're this age now, time to get baptized. Just the thing you do. It's not just that. Baptism is not just a church tradition. It's not merely those things. And so if it's not just about being a religious tradition or a church tradition, what is it about? Baptism is all about Jesus. It's all about Christ. That's what baptism is all about. In the book of Romans chapter 6, sorry, I don't have the slides on the screen, but I'll just be reading it. If you do have your Bibles, you can open to Romans chapter 6. I'm just going to be reading a couple verses, verse 3 and 4. Romans 6, verse 3 and 4. This tells us, right from Scripture, what baptism is all about. It's all about Christ. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. That's what baptism is all about. It's all about being united with Christ. When we go into the waters, we're dying. It's death. Being united with him in his death. Dying to our old way of life. And when we come up out of the water, it's being raised to new life. A totally new life. That's what baptism is. You know, one of the greatest stories, or one of the greatest characters in the Bible that show what happens when someone comes to Christ, when someone is in Christ, I think is Peter, the Apostle Peter. He's one of my favorites. I can relate to Peter so much, okay? He's bold, but he can also be a coward. And that's me to a T. And I think we have the same fear responses, because Peter does show that he can be gripped by fear. We see that in the Scriptures. He has the fight response, he has the flight response. When Jesus was being arrested, he had first the fight response. Took out the sword and then when he was being questioned about being a follower of Jesus, a disciple of Jesus, he had the flight response. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him. I don't know Jesus. Right? He totally denied Christ. I think I can relate with that. Out of fear. But then you see in the book of Acts, something changes. You see a different Peter. The Holy Spirit falls upon the disciples. And all of a sudden, Peter gets up. He starts to preach. Boldly. And he's declaring Jesus without fear. And in Acts chapter 2, you see him, he preaches this long sermon, and it's all about Jesus. It's all about who he is. saying, "This Jesus whom you crucified is Lord." Something happened to him for him to be able to do that. Something transformative happened to Peter. Then he says this in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And Peter said to them, to the people that he's preaching to, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, some people look at this passage and say, they totally miss the point. And they say, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus only. Did you get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Well, you got to do it all over again. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus, see? They're missing the point. That's going back into traditionalism again. Peter's talking about what happens to you. What baptism is all about is what happens to you when you come to Christ. He says, repent, first of all. Now, when Peter was preaching the long sermon, it's amazing. As he was preaching the gospel, what happens? The people that were listening, just the verse before, Acts chapter 2, 38 and 37, the people say they were cut to the heart. They're like, what should we do? Something happened for their perspective to change at the hearing of the gospel. That is essentially what the word repent means. It means to change your perspective, change your thinking, change your mind. In essence, repent means to turn. I'm going this way, but it's the wrong way. I gotta turn and go the other way because that's the right way. That's repenting. When someone comes to Christ, that transforming power gives you a shift of thinking where it's no longer about yourself and the kingdom of self. It's about Christ and the kingdom of God. For that to take place in someone's life, there's got to be a massive shift, a total change of perspective. I remember watching this commercial one time, it was a few years ago, for a pair of glasses called Enchroma glasses. How many of you have ever heard of these glasses? They're for people who are colorblind, who can't see colors. And in this commercial, there's a father, and they're having a birthday party for him, and there's balloons, they're colorful balloons, and they're in this backyard, this porch, and there's grass, and very colorful, right? And it's like a surprise party, and they give him this pair of Enchroma glasses, and he puts them on, and it completely transforms his perspective of the world. The grass is green, the balloons are purple, pink, and red, and he's tearing up because he's seeing the world with a different perspective. The same thing, different perspective. It totally transforms his view of the world around him. That's, in essence, what repentance is. It's saying, this is the wrong way of living my life. I found Christ. I'm turning and walking with him now. That's what baptism represents. And so then Peter, after preaching this message, he calls the people to repent. Change your thinking. Change the way you live out your life. Be baptized, every one of you. When he calls the people to be baptized, he's actually being obedient to Christ's command. In Matthew 28, 19. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's part of our command, what Christ commanded believers to do. It's a part of what making disciples is. If you want to be a disciple maker, baptism is something you're supposed to do. And so Peter's obeying the command of Christ by calling people to be baptized. And then he talks about receiving the Holy Spirit. The task of making disciples is impossible without the help of the Holy Spirit. We need God's Spirit to guide us, to anoint us, to empower us, to preach the gospel, so that His Spirit is upon the very words that come out of our mouths, so that it lands in the hearts of those who are hearing it, and it transforms the way they think. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, it's amazing. Trinity, this was a few years ago. We wanted to use our baptismal tank. We're like, we have one. We should be using it. Amen? Let's turn the water on. And so, you know what we did? We prayed. Because we need God's help to make disciples, to call them to repentance and faith in Christ, so that they can encounter Jesus and make that decision to follow Him for the rest of their lives. So we prayed, God, we want to see baptisms move in the way that only You can move in our church. And that year, we baptized 12 people. 12. And ever since then, we've had a baptism service every year. Every year. By the grace of God, in answer to our prayers, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is with us. Isn't that amazing? And we get to do it again today. And it's such an honor to be able to do this.